Greetings in Jesus' name on this 23rd day of March, the year of our Lord, 2023. It's currently in the 30s outside. It's kind of a foggy, rainy morning, and we're rejoicing, though, in the goodness of our great God and looking forward to a powerful day in the Lord of ministry. Been busy about the Father's business here in my office this morning, studying and seeking the Lord, and then headed down to start putting up our sign on the front of our church building today. And that's going to be an exciting time. And we're looking forward to getting that done just as quickly as possible. And then coming back, preparing our hearts for the mission service at the Wells Branch Baptist Church. There's just simply no time for sad stories. We must be busy about the Father's business. And there's so much to do for the Lord. I hope all of you are busy and are after it and are continuing to go on for the glory of God. Thank you for praying for us and believing God with us as we are laboring on and seeking the Lord for all of the necessary finances that are involved in reaching others. And this new property is just unbelievable. But there's so much that goes with it and so much expenses. And we need your help praying for us, believing that God is going to help us. And I know that He will. In your Bible today, I would like to invite you to look with me at a very interesting verse of Scripture that is found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 1. This is the story of Luke's approach and sharing with us all of the different things that has been seen and heard and been preached about in the Old Testament. And I want you to notice here that the Bible gives an interesting account of Zacharias in Luke chapter number 1 and verse number 20. The Bible says, "And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season." And the angel had said, "I'm Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God and am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings." And he's speaking to Zacharias, and Zacharias simply did not believe. And the Bible says, "Thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak, because thou believest not my words." This literally happened to Zacharias. And when the people that waited for Zacharias came out, they marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And here the Bible says, "Because he believest not my words, he will be dumb and not able to speak." I wonder, dear friend, today, is that the reason why many of us have experienced such failures in our life and we're not able to speak and we're dumb because we don't believe the words of God? Could that be true? Well, certainly it was true for Zacharias, and I believe it's true for many a people scattered throughout this vast land. People that simply do not believe the words of God. Gabriel was speaking them in this passage, but we have 66 books that are before us today. And how many of us simply do not believe? And is this the reason why that our Sunday schools and our churches are literally not able to go forward for Christ? Because we simply do not believe. This is a sobering verse. I'm reading through Luke right now, and as I read this today, my mind was just blown away at this thought, "Thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak because thou believest not my words." I believe it's time today that we start believing the words of God and quit slumbering around with the spirit of unbelief and come to a place where we can say, "That's what God said. That settles it. I'm going to believe the words of God." Certainly, I don't want to be dumb and not able to speak. I want to be able to be used by God. May the Lord help us today and teach us this great Bible truth. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day. We'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.